defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Days till the election and 12 days left to enter the raffle to win the monster truck at the Alex Jones store.com. All right, the crew tells me there's a new Trump hat. I got to see this. Apparently they just released it. It's a MAGA hat with a MAGA hat on it. This I got to see. This you got to see. Unless they're just gaslighting me. I don't know. They like to kind of screw with me sometimes, especially on a Friday. So I need to see the evidence of this. It's the MAGA MAGA hat. The MAGA hat hat. Oh my gosh, look at that.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. It's a white hat with a red MAGA hat on the front.
I mean, that's just hilarious. Whose idea was that? It'll sell. Whatever. They'll sell out of it in 24 hours, I bet you. You know, they released a Halloween-themed hat that I thought was pretty clean. Nothing beats the gold. The gold is my favorite. And then the black dark MAGA hat's pretty clean, too. And then I like the white on the gold. I don't know. The MAGA hat, though. I mean, we're just getting into ridiculous territory at this point. Let's take a call. Let's go back to Georgia. Well, that's the Trump store jack-o'-lantern hat. No, there was a Halloween MAGA hat. It was orange with the black Make America Great Again. Let's go back to Georgia. We have Joshua on the line. Joshua, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, Owen?
I'm good.
I talked to Harrison yesterday about a scenario where they don't certify the election, and then they go into invoking the Insurrection Act, right? And you know, I'm from Georgia. I'm from West Georgia. I'm from, like, you know, I grew up in a school 400 kids, 8th grade through 12th grade, 25% white. We're all the same. We're all poor. And, you know, just like a couple years ago, I was working around there in a chicken processing place, and there's a lot of young black men. Just a couple years ago, before even now, they were like, no, man, Trump. And they weren't even afraid to say it. So,
well, yeah, the culture has definitely shifted as far as, you know, being a closeted Trump supporter or being afraid to say you want to support Trump or all these different boxes the Democrats want to put you in and say, oh, you can't vote Trump. That all that stigma's gone.
Well, yeah, and thanks in large part to a whole lot of YouTubers and TikTokers, you know, all these videos coming out. There's a group of four young men. I can't think, there's some family that I watch that, you know, four young black men who are, like, intelligently say Trump's policies and what they did for them. And it's like they laugh at Kamala. Like,
Well, look at this. You can't find, because I always bring the evidence on this show, you can't find an organic movement, or let's even get into demographics, you can't find an organic support system of black men for Kamala Harris. It doesn't exist. Yeah, you've got your celebrities like Snoop Dogg. You know, maybe he's got, you know, some Diddy Party stuff going on, so he's got to support the Democrats or something. But, you know, you've got your same kind of mainstream people, celebrity culture people, the same controlled establishment people that support Kamala Harris. You don't see this organic support. You don't see, like you're talking about with families doing videos, or I play videos all the time. It doesn't matter what state they're in, what city they're in. And so that just doesn't exist for Harris. And that's why they come out and they say, hey, black guys, we'll give you free money and weed. I mean, how offensive is that? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Hold on, Josh. I'll finish your call.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I wanted to finish up with Josh here. You can't find any, I don't even know of any organic support for Kamala Harris. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I mean, people have to make a choice. But there's no enthusiasm. Nobody will just take to the internet or take to their neighborhood organically, voluntarily for Kamala Harris. It just doesn't exist. You have it all over for Donald Trump. But Josh, I wanted to let you finish here. You got cut off by the break, so go ahead.
Well, my point, I mean, even though I'm from West Georgia and I'm reporting on, you know, young black men from the country saying, hey, now, you know, I'm not, you know, and Donald Trump made me better. What I really wanted to point out was the fact that I wasn't even going to call in until you played that Kamala rally where somebody said Jesus is Lord and she said you're in the wrong rally. That is the key. The Satanists are at the Kamala rally, right? And they, the Christians, have no place at a Kamala rally. And she shrunk from that. And my point is, Harrison asked me, you know, what's your solution for this thing? It's for Americans to pray, fast, and repent. And that, you know, what do we do? You know, well, as a Marine, I can call on my veterans and my active duty members to remember your sacred oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But ultimately, God's in charge. God's not going to just come in and do our thing for us. We still have to fight, right? And but we still have to, as a nation, to be saved. Second Corinthians, oh, God, I have to look it up. But God will save the nation of those who his people pray and repent and say, save us, Lord. That's the only thing that's going to save us at this point, because like you said, like everybody says, they've got so many dirty tricks. Satan has so many tricks already in the barrel that we don't even know about that they're going to pull out, right? And it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. Now, we need to, as veterans and active duty military, if you're listening, do not fire on Americans. Remember your sacred oath. You do not do that. These are the people you are protecting. You swore a sacred oath to protect them. And for Americans, just all of us, repent, pray, fast, and we'll get through this. God will get us through this.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm Donald Trump, and thank you for the call, Josh, or I'm the Trump campaign, or I'm the Trump team, or one of these PACs, I would take that Harris rally clip and I would find a way to enhance the audio because you got to make sure it's audible. But when the guy shouts, "Jesus is Lord," and she says, "I think you're at the wrong rally," and just put it out hard hitting like Christians, you know, this is what Kamala Harris thinks of you. I mean, think about too, it's like, why wouldn't she either like try to go neutral on it or even embrace it? Like, what? I just don't even get it. So it's just admitting, okay, yeah, abortion is satanic. Abortion is obviously anti-Christian. And if you say Jesus is king at a Harris rally, she says you're not welcome here. This isn't your rally. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, I'd turn that into a campaign ad, and I would send that to the stronghold Christian areas in North Carolina, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin. I would pound that. I would get that thing, 72-hour turnaround, get it up on the air on Monday. I'd air it during Packers games, Steelers games, Falcons games. I mean, come on. All right, let's take another call from John in Atlanta. He wants to talk about the story that broke today on InfoWars, Marjorie Taylor Greene. John, go ahead.
I'm here, Owen. Owen, thanks for having me, Wes.
Yep.
Yeah, this was in 2016. You know, I'm the type of guy where if I don't like who the candidates are, I might write myself in. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me. Only because I didn't... Well, first off, we didn't pick Kamala. And I've been,
Anyway. You don't know anyone that voted for Kamala because nobody did.
Exactly.
Well, I guess now she's had people vote for her, but okay. So, but, you know, you get the point.
Right. And so I think, when I go to the ballot box, right, I'm looking at this non-traditionally. I'm not the type of guy that just follows the herd into the slaughter. So when I go vote and I'm in my booth, that's my booth. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. So if I want to, once I finish clicking my candidates, I'll go back. You know, hell, I'll start back over. Am I sure I want this guy? Am I sure I want this girl? You know what I mean? And so, dude, I did that. And lo and behold, and I took a screen. They say you're not supposed to have your phone and take pictures. Dude, I took a picture of it and everything. Where I was like, man, I clicked Donald Trump, okay, and then I hit the back button, and it had flipped it on me. And
you have a video of this?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any social media accounts?
I switched phones since then. It's been a while, but I have to look it up. But I mean,
wait, what? So this wasn't today. So you're talking about 2020.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
No, this wasn't today. No, this wasn't today. But, man, I put that on my life. I went and voted.
Well, that's been on film. There's videos from 2020 of that happening, absolutely. And this idea that you can't film yourself voting is just silly anyway.
Isn't it? I mean, I think it's a little ludicrous where they
Well, here, let's just play a game. Hey, John, why would somebody not want to film you? Why would somebody tell you it's illegal to film yourself voting? Why would somebody say they don't want to have you videotaping you voting? Why?
I mean, there's so many reasons that I could think of. They don't want to promote voting. They don't, you know, maybe the demographic. There's so many reasons.
No, there's one reason. You know what it is. Why?
Well, there's...
Because they don't want you to capture what you captured in 2020, John.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. Well, it's crazy because as soon as I walked in, I remember clear as day who you voted for. And they almost try and persuade me to vote for Obama. I looked at them crazy like, what? You know?
You mean when was that?
This was when Trump's first election.
Well, he didn't run against Obama, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. He ran again against Crooked Hillary. Anyway, but so what I'm saying is that they, and this was at a school, a very predominant school. So I'm north of Atlanta, by the way. This was at a college, and I'm sure any of the Georgia listeners can probably narrow it down. But it was beyond me to experience that because I trust that you grew up trusting. You know.
Well, see, that's the big story, and that's what I was explaining to some of these young people on Monday. Because look, I get it. I'm not sitting in judgment of anybody, especially when they're young. I mean, when I was young and in college, I wasn't politically informed, and I had different political opinions than I have now, obviously. And that's what I tried to explain to some of these young college kids that were asking me questions. I'm saying, look, you know, when you actually look into some of this stuff, your worldview will change. And when you actually grow up, your worldview will change. So that's just it's just kind of common sense. And thank you for the call, John. But by the way, when you talk about the influence at the polls, and I've caught this on film, I think it was 2016 or 2018. We'll give the crew a little challenge here. I bet they can find it. They probably already have it ready to go because they just said in my era is 2018. I went to vote in 2018, and there were literal Democrat candidates canvassing right outside of the polling center. Right outside. Multiple ones. If you remember, I even confronted them at city council. So, it's obviously it's illegal. So I call Rob Dew on the phone. He comes out with a tape measure, one of those rolling tape measures, prints out the actual law, and I don't remember what it was. It was like 200 feet or whatever the local law is here, and you can't canvass within 200 feet or 200 yards, whatever it is. So Rob Dew rolls out. It's all on video. I mean, you want to talk about Owen Schroyer, Rob Dew tag teaming a video. He rolls out the rolling yardstick from the front door all the way out 200 yards or 200 feet, whatever it is. And all of these Democrat candidates are within the illegal boundary. I mean, just blatantly breaking the law. And we call the cops. We call the election poll workers. And they just do nothing. And they just do nothing. And they just get away with it. But now there's multiple videos. This has just happened in this election. There's multiple videos where Trump supporters go to vote early, and if they have a Trump hat or a Trump shirt or anything like that, they get rejected and told they can't vote. Scott Presler was told he can't even go vote, and then he started filming, and they said, F off. It's just crazy, man. I'm sorry. It's just true. And I can get along with anybody. I just call it as it is. Democrats and liberals, when it comes to politics, are scumbags. That's it. They're just scumbags. And maybe it goes beyond their politics. I don't know. I know a lot of liberals. I know a lot of Democrat voters. Plenty of them. They're nice people. But, I mean, man, the liberals and the Democrats we deal with, they're just scum. And that's what I'm saying. A judge, a teacher, a doctor, they're all the same. They're all leftist liberal activists. They're all Democrat Party activists. They'll trans your kids. They'll rig a court case. They'll censor you on social media. They won't let you wear a Trump shirt to vote, but if you're a Democrat candidate, they'll let you stand right outside of the door and canvass illegally and do nothing when you get caught. It's unbelievable. Crew couldn't find the video. No, that's right. They'll probably find it now just to spite me for saying that. So, okay, we're going to continue to take calls here, and we got some other interesting topics on the phone lines. I want to play this clip of Bill Clinton. Now, again, I thought that they would bench him at this point because he clearly does not care. Bill Clinton is not invested in this election. He really doesn't care about Harris, but... they're either blackmailing him or just forcing him out there, so he just goes through the motions. And it's not moving the needle at all. In fact, he basically endorsed Trump his first time. And so here he is criticizing Trump. Now, again, they run with this lie. Trump had a town hall, and there were some medical emergencies multiple medical emergencies in the crowd, and so it basically caused the event to pause. And he said, hey, let's just play some music. And so they played some music while they were handling these medical emergencies, and he was kind of dancing and whatever, having a good time. And then they said, Trump loses his mind. Trump goes crazy on the stage. Trump blacks out, and it's just all BS. And so I guess Bill Clinton either bought into that or believes the lie. But imagine thinking this is an insult. Imagine thinking you're insulting Trump here, Bill Clinton, in clip 8.
I don't have any more elections I'll be involved with, and I'm too old to gild the lily. Heck, I'm only 2 months younger than Donald Trump.
Why do you look like trash compared to him? We all know why.
Good news for you is I will not spend 30 minutes swaying back and forth to you. I played enough music. I will not clap offbeat. Nor will I pretend to be a conductor. Because we got a race to win. And we have to win it. I've been doing this a long, long time. And I can honestly say that this time, I am not here running for anything anymore except for my grandchildren's future.
Grandkids does Chelsea Hubble have? So actually, you know, this is kind of funny. Hillary Clinton's daughter is it would appear pretty obvious, is actually Webb Hubble's daughter and not Bill Clinton's daughter. And I think Chelsea Clinton has one kid. Maybe she has two now. He said grandkids. So I don't know what he's talking about. That should be an easy one. How many kids does Chelsea Clinton have? I thought it was one. Maybe it's two. But you go look at Webb Hubble, and maybe this is new to some of the audience. If you go look at Webb Hubble, who was working with the Clintons, a Democrat, and look at Chelsea Clinton, I mean, folks, yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, that's Webb Hubble. That is Webb Hubble's daughter. The lips, the eyes, the nose, I mean, everything. So it's likely that that's not even Bill Clinton's daughter. So it's not even his grandkids that are coming from Chelsea. I thought she had one. Maybe she has two. But what's interesting is that Bill Clinton actually has a child, or claims to have a child, with a woman whose last name was Williams. His name is Danny Williams. Now, I do believe he has multiple kids. So is Bill Clinton talking about Danny Williams, who he's rejected his entire life, as his child? He's not talking about Webb Hubble's daughter, is he? Okay, Chelsea has three kids, so okay. But are those even Bill Clinton's grandkids? Those would appear to be Webb Hubble's grandkids, not Bill's. You know, that's kind of the big, like, D.C. secret about the Clintons. But then there's Danny Williams, who claims he's Bill Clinton's child when he was having an affair with his mother. So is that who he's talking about? But imagine thinking it's an insult to say Donald Trump is old and he's dancing and swaying to music. Well, okay, what do you want to do when you're old? Sounds like a pretty good thing when you're old. I'd like to be old and dancing to music. And then Bill Clinton says he's 2 months younger than Donald Trump. Well, golly gee, Bill, you look like garbage. What happened to you? What life decisions did Bill Clinton make that made him look like garbage? You know, we could maybe make a joke, and maybe it was drugs or all the sex or Epstein Island, you know, whatever's going on. Maybe it was just being married to Hillary, actually. That would probably do it, actually. What do you think would age a man more? Sex romps on Epstein Island with the weird rituals? Drug use? Habitual drug use? Or Hillary Clinton your whole life? I'm going to go with Hillary Clinton. That'd probably be the most unhealthy thing that would age you the most. That's amazing. Do you think Bill Clinton is moving the needle for Kamala Harris? I mean, do you think he even cares? That's just pathetic. That is just pathetic. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got more callers to take. I got a couple other news stories. Before we get to the rest of this today, we want to let you know about something happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that is the Alex Jones VIP Club. You need to join right now at thealexjonesstore.com. In this critical time of uncertainty, we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information that I'm about to relay to you is imperative. When you join the Alex Jones VIP Club, you get monthly member credits. In fact, $40 of free store credit. You get the products at the Alex Jones store at a discount 24/7, 365 days a year. You get double entries into the raffles and giveaways. You also get access to exclusive VIP giveaways. You'll get early access to other products, promos, and giveaways. Free shipping on orders over $99. These are all the benefits and perks when you join right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become an Alex Jones VIP Club member. All right, Joe Biden, where is he? He's in Germany. Joe Biden looks completely lost in Berlin, can't even take a photo. So he's just wandering around aimlessly, babbling. Of course, this is all going to be, it's all going to end up with more money for Ukraine, maybe for Israel as well. And this is a funny thing because it's kind of been an ongoing joke. And I don't even want to cover the Israel stuff anymore. It's just, I can't even deal with it. I got an election to figure out. Biden in Germany speaks of a hope of ceasefire in Gaza after Sinwar death. The ongoing joke has been after Israel's killed all these Hamas leaders and all these, you know, enemies, the joke is, all right, so you can stop now, you can stop bombing now, you can cease fire now, you can stop the killing now. And it's like, of course they're not. They're going all in. They're going to take the Gaza Strip. They've already released the plans that they're going to settle in the Gaza Strip. And now there's rumors that they're going to strike Iran again. So, no, they're not stopping. But Biden will claim that. Now, the truth is, really, Europe is kind of done. Europe is kind of out supporting Israel anymore. All they have left is D.C. But I don't think it really matters. I don't think Israel really cares about that anymore. I think they're going all in. I think Netanyahu is going all in. And I think he knows he has to do it before Trump gets back into office. And then he goes back. There'll be more money for Ukraine. In fact, there already is. Then he goes back. He does this weird thing and he tells reporters not to jump. Joe Biden blurts out, "Don't jump," as reporters ask him questions in Berlin. Of course, he doesn't answer any of them. So he's done this multiple times. Don't jump. I don't. What is he? Don't jump. Did somebody like make a suicide joke one time and he keeps repeating it? I don't know. Don't jump, he says. But no, there is more money for Ukraine. No money for the hurricane victims. But again, Secretary Blinken announces more money for Ukraine. $425 million more for Ukraine. $425 million more. And by the way, Europe is starting to get lost on the Ukraine issue as well. It's not totally lost, but it's starting to get there. But really, it's the same deal where as long as D.C. is funding the war in Israel and the war in Ukraine, then all the European countries can kind of just wave and nod and just say, okay, that's fine.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty. And you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements for years. Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood, because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish Sea Moss, Ultimate Sea Moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Sea Moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, the crew was not soliciting. The crew was not soliciting sports gambling advice for me ahead of the weekend. But they were. We were talking about the baseball is getting closer to the World Series. I do anticipate the Yankees will be there. They're playing Cleveland right now. I anticipate the Yankees will be there. If the Yankees make the World Series, Donald Trump needs to go to a game in Yankee Stadium. That would be epic. In fact, it'd be likely he could do the Madison Square Garden Yankees game in the same day. That could be a potential. Well, if they steal it, at least we'll have some fun. By the way, Bolsonaro is running for president again in 2016, it indicates here. Bolsonaro's party set on running him for Brazil presidency again in 2016. He's the guy. So that's basically, I mean, that's the Trump of Brazil. Bolsonaro is great. The Brazilian people are great. I hope that that works out. But they're in a situation maybe worse than us at this point, but very similar. Very similar. All right, let's go back to some calls here. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I agree with you on a woman not being elected to a primary position of headship, but you did miss on a woman. But there is a running joke in Florida. What do Boebert out of Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Laura Loomer all have in common? Do you know?
Well, I don't want to get caught up here, but the obvious answer is they're all women, but I feel like that's too easy.
No, it's Matt Gaetz. In other words, women are emotional. Matt Gaetz, it's like the sixth grade thing where girls get all emotional over girls. I mean, over the hot-looking guy. Does that make sense? It's just a running joke because we're all tired of the infighting. We just laugh like, why are you women fighting with each other?
Yeah.
And so we just kind of giggle.
Yeah.
So we go with that. And then also I can't the Georgia thing, the Georgia caller already covered all that issue with me. I can't cover that because I'm nervous now also. And they're going to have their numbers and ready to go and roll it all out. So that's over. And then there's a song called by Seven Dust. I know you're a metalhead. It's called
Seven Dust, great 90s metal band. Yeah.
No, it's called Bitch. If you look at the lyrics, I don't even know how to do it. My son, we were rolling down the road, goes, can you imagine a compilation of all your military videos and how it goes all fast to those lyrics to her? It would be beautiful. And that's
well, now best. People are taking these recent Kamala Harris rally videos where she's, you know, screaming and pounding the podium, and they're doing the whole, you know, Hitler thing, and they're putting the little Hitler mustache.
I didn't know that. And also, the woman you forgot about, Carrie Lake. That would be a woman. I would be like the 300, excuse me, kick the guys off into the well. And the wife approves. Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake is great. She needs to kind of climb the ladder a little bit more. She needs to win a race in Arizona. I think they steal it from her. But yeah, she could definitely be one too. And I will say, I just didn't cover it today because it was just kind of Arizona centric. But there's a lot of news coming out right now about Ruben Gallego, her opponent, the type of guy he is. His wife is about to give birth. He divorces her right before she gives birth. And then the media was attacking Carrie Lake during a press conference, blaming the whole thing on her. And she handled it beautifully. I mean, she handled it about as perfectly as you could and turned it right back around on them and said, wait a second, how are you attacking me over Gallego divorcing his wife right before she gives birth? Carrie Lake, I would say, would be fantastic, but she's got to climb the ladder a little bit. She needs to win an election. I hope she does. You know, she would be great to have in this Senate. Fair point, Robert. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Keith in South Carolina. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, I just want to thank you and Alex and the whole crew for getting the word out. You guys are doing a great job. People need to get out there and vote. Trump is right. We need to make the too big to rig because they are going to cheat. And just like you were talking about those machines, they probably have that already calculated in about, you know, the ballots and all, because they don't want to lose power. And they'll do anything to keep the power. And you guys are absolutely right. And I just want to thank you again for everything you've done for this country. God bless.
Well, I appreciate that, Keith. And you know, look, I really do care about this country. And so I also think about my ancestors that I don't want to let down. I think about my family that's alive and my friends that I don't want to let down. I think about, quite frankly, myself, because I want to live in a free country. But you had no choice. You have no choice but to stand up to it. You have no choice because if we lose this thing, I mean, we're all done anyway. We're all cooked anyway. So, yeah, you might as well put it all on the line. I mean, that's why Elon Musk is doing it. Because, I mean, you might lose some stuff now, but we lose everything if we lose this election. I don't think the Democrats give up power. I really don't. And I don't know if we ever get a candidate that has what Trump has with the gravitas and the support to get in there and really start overthrowing this deep state and this swamp, you know? So, but, you know, there's also this level of, the awakening that's happening right now that happened big time in 2016 with Trump and then his first year and then 2020 with the scamdemic and the election steal. And so you get a feeling that we're going to kind of experience something similar to those two things, but in a very short window of time here with just 18 days, less than 18 days until Election Day. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I want to thank you for the constitutional battle you're fighting in court for your First Amendment right. And I really hope you can get justice over that and sue the proper people. But I myself am also fighting a constitutional battle here in Ohio. And I think it's a big case. It's kind of like the Michael Cargill bump stock case and, you know, where the law gets interpreted certain ways or whatever. But in Ohio, we have a texting and driving law, and I know there's 44 states with a very similar law. And in Ohio, our law is written to exempt first responders and utility workers. I don't know how it's written in the other states, but I obviously got a ticket. I was like, well, I'll do the diversion course, I'll pay the fine, and be done with it. But once I read the law, I got to thinking, I was like, now, wait a minute, how can they exempt first responders? And, you know, so I don't know if you're ever out and about and you see a cop, he's always on his phone, people in their vehicles, they're always on their phones. And, you know, how are they above the law and not us? So my argument to the courts is, you know, that's against our 14th Amendment right. And it's crazy because in the lower court, the judge agreed with me. You know, I represented myself. I did all the had a bench trial, everything, and he agreed with me at the end of the trial. He says, you know, I agree that the wording of this law is bad, but I don't feel that I can rule on it. I think that's a higher court's responsibility than mine. So I said, you know, I'm prepared to take this clear to the United States Supreme Court, because without all the legal fees and everything, it's like, if I have to go to the Ohio Supreme Court, it's $100. The United States Supreme Court, it's $300. You know, you get a lot of miscellaneous, like, filing fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, I believe it was $10,000 just to file at the Supreme Court. $10,000.
No, yeah, I looked it up. It was $300 to file the motion. And then, you know, if you lose your case, you the whole time are accumulating fees. So I know I'm sure it can add up a lot. But my point is, you know, this is a case that needs to be hashed out. There is absolutely no 14th Amendment case law that says they can't segregate people other than like on race and things like that. But there is a Hernandez versus Texas Supreme Court case where it was the judge's opinion that if you can, it's not only races, if you can say there's a distinguished class that is being targeted or protected by a law, that's against the 14th Amendment. So, you know, and it goes back to where you said, you know, they've got corrupt judges that rig these cases. And of course, they don't want to wreck corporate Ohio and ruin, you know, all these probably tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars they're raking in on these fines. But
yeah,
I think it's important, you know, that the Supreme Court hears this. And that's to my point, that you know, we really need to start preaching the Constitution to our children, to our grandchildren, to everybody in everyday life. I mean, I'm an electrician, so I'm always seeing all kinds of people, and I just tell them, you know, hey, get a copy of the Constitution, read it. Those are your God-given rights, you know, and there's plenty of Supreme Court law that's been upheld for over 200 years that says if those rights are violated, that law is null and void and can't be enforced. And there's a really good guy on YouTube. He's passed away now, but his videos are still out there. His name is Carl Miller. And he can educate you a lot on your constitutional rights.
Well,
and
there's no doubt we've gotten away from the Constitution as just the source, really, that everything should be flowing from. And so that's kind of a big problem. And, you know, I think Trump is wrong about, he's talking about immunity for these police officers.
Right, and which is the same thing.
I think it's
the
dangerous. You know, I think that police officers that do engage in illegal activity or, you know, unjust law enforcement tactics or police brutality, I don't want that. I don't want them to have immunity. So I kind of disagree with that. I understand what the goal is to let police officers do their job, but I think there's an easy way to handle it. But, you know, you bring up the fines, and I think this is a key issue, and it's kind of like the energy issue where when you cut off the energy, everything else suffers. And so that's how we're being choked out right now, specifically economically by the Biden-Harris administration, is they cut off the energy. And they can drain the strategic petroleum reserves, you know, down to nothing and claim, oh, we've produced more energy. It's just complete bullcrap. So money is kind of the same way. We've got all of this money, but we give it to foreign countries and foreign wars. And so then what you have is these police departments that finds different ways to fine you and fee you and basically make budget, make protocols, what have you, whether it's speeding tickets or tacky violations. And so the money then becomes like energy where, and they're like, well, we need to make this budget. We need to make this protocol. We need this new car, whatever it is. And so then the money kind of acts as energy. And it's like, we can flood our country with energy and it can be cheaper. And then we can flood our country with money instead of these foreign countries with money. And then maybe these, you know, ticky-tack fines and bullcrap get out of our way too. It's a little bit perhaps more philosophical, but I think it would apply. I mean, logically, you look at this, I think it would apply just the same. So I don't know. I just Constitution, self-government, and they call it isolationist. Like, that's some negative thing. Like, oh, isolationist, global market. You need to be, don't be an isolationist. Well, why the hell not be an isolationist? I'm sorry. I'm not saying, I'll be an isolationist. You're not going to politically correct me out of that. All right, let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to AD in Minnesota. AD, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my man. So I've had this theory for past few months, that they're going to stuff all these ballots, but it ain't going to be for Kamala. It's going to be for Trump. That way they can come up with their theories of how he's trying to steal the vote, and it goes into litigation. I know you know, like, litigation, they love that, right?
Well, so you're saying they're going to steal it for Trump?
Well, no, they're going to do it to such a ridiculous amount where they convince the populace that there's no way that this is possible, that somebody can get that many votes. You know?
I don't see that happening. They just did that for Biden, and they didn't say anything.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It was my theory is reconfirmed when they said they're not going to certify Trump.
No, they're not going to certify Trump because they're going to claim he's a felon and they're going to claim the Insurrection Act. No, they would never do that for Trump. I don't see them doing that at all. No way.
I think it's an end around plan.
All right. Well, we'll see. But I don't see that being the case. I've never heard of a person that votes for Harris switching to Trump. Never heard of that once. And based off of all the Democrat behavior, it looks like they're stuffing it for Democrats. So we'll see. Thank you for the call, AD. Let's go to Squall in Massachusetts. Squall, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. I didn't mute it. I just wanted to talk about the Senate race, and you touched on this the other day about who we have for, like, good Senate candidates, and they're mostly in blue states, which sucks. Like, we've got Kerry Lake, and we got John Deaton here in Massachusetts, where I am, and I think Royce White is a really good candidate, too. He's pretty much ultra-MAGA.
Yeah, Royce White would be fantastic. He tells it like it is.
Yep, and I want to talk about Boston, too. Like, last month, they've been putting up ballot boxes just everywhere. And we do paper ballots here, but then we, like, stuff it in a machine, and who the hell knows what happens to it after that.
Well, you know, you just mentioned these names. You got Kerry Lake, you got Hung Cao, you've got John Deaton, you've got Royce White. I mean, if we just get two of those four in, that'd be huge. I mean, I'd like to get all four in, but I mean, if we just got two in, it'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. And one more quick thing. Like, you were talking about Tim Walz being what's his name with the shot? Elmer Fudd. And the other candidates you were looking for, like a good candidate for Wile E. Coyote would be Jack Smith, always chasing after Trump and falling off a cliff. And, oh, yeah. And Democrats, like, they need to be called out for what they are. They're anti-Christian, and so is the media. If they would just call them anti-Christian, they'd probably, like, melt or something. But if they were called out for it being anti-Christian, I don't know what their reply would be.
What is Kamala Harris's religious beliefs? Does she have any? What is her faith? I don't know.
It's either Satanism or atheism. Got to be that.
Yeah, she's never going to come out and claim Satanism. I'm just curious if she's even claimed anything.
I don't think she has enough, like, character to have religion, you know?
Does she believe in God? Like, I mean, I'm genuinely, is she a nihilist? Is she agnostic, atheist? I wonder if somebody would ask her that.
Just an atheist. No, that's my guess. She only cares.
But imagine her saying that. She should be asked that question. That question should be asked and answered before Election Day. But we're already in Election Day. Again, that's what's so crazy. We're in Election Day right now. All right, Squall, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ms. Lou in Florida. Ms. Lou, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Listen, after that whole thing with Marjorie this morning, I'm in Florida and in more of a rural area. And our small county still has Dominion voting machines. And I gave them a call today. And I said, well, we don't, you know, what about the Internet connections? Well, we don't do that. And I said, you don't really need to do that. You can have a flash drive. There's a number of ways. These machines are developed by China. The software is created by the CCP. They stole the election for Maduro. They stole the election for Lula. I said, come on. You know, well, we can't do hand counting. You know, we went through the whole thing. But what I asked her was, I said, well, if there is violence in the streets, and I don't think it will happen in a rural county in Florida, but you never know. I said, I want to be able to have a ballot that I have in my hand that I can take somewhere. I don't mean mail it. I don't mean a drop box. Well, you can bring it in a few days before, you know, the final vote. Monday is the first day. I never got a sample ballot, which is kind of disappointing. I can find it online. But I am absolutely terrified of this machine thing because I watched Mike Lindell 3 years ago, his whole, you know, the tech symposium that he had. We've watched the guys, that professor out of Michigan who went down to a court in Georgia and showed with a flick of a pen how it could flip. And now Marjorie this morning's reporting in her district that it's flipping votes. So.
Well, and think about, too, and I'm glad the caller brought this up. It's so common sense. It's hiding in plain sight. Well, what happens after it prints out that receipt for you with the wrong vote on it, and then you go tell the poll workers, hey, this voted wrong. Well, what happens in the machine? Can they go back and erase it, you know? Who's
exactly
addressing that?
They said, now, Marjorie said that this person who reported it in Georgia, they went back several times through the machine. See, who's going to do that? Seriously, who's going to do that on Election Day? Nobody. And a lot of people still do vote on Election Day. But, you know, I'm just scared to death. And this is just one of a thousand cuts, like I said. They're going to do everything they can with the absentees, all of it. And
notice how they went really heavy right as early voting is starting with the Judge Chutkan story and then the Fulton County judge changing the rules. Yeah, there'll be stories like that probably every day until Election Day.
Really weird. And we know now that much of the country is awake to this, the trick is trying to find judges. As you said, the GOP is having a hard time in a lot of these jurisdictions getting adjudication, getting heard. They're going to say not enough standing. There'll be a thousand reasons that they come up with.
You know, here's what I think the RNC just hasn't figured out, and it's not that they're batting zero on this issue. And I thank you for the call, Ms. Liu. It's not that they're batting zero because Laura Trump does do the media rounds and Michael Whatley does do the media rounds and they do have all these lawsuits. The problem is they don't have the sense of urgency and the bullhorn factor. And that's where they're missing big time. And so that's the sense of urgency, bullhorn factor is they need to be out on the steps of the Capitol. They need to be out on the steps of these courtrooms. These courthouses, they need to be making viral videos. They need to be finding ways to get this into the consciousness, not just going through the legal frameworks and doing the normal media rounds. They need to be going on InfoWars. I mean, look at what this Marjorie Taylor Greene story has done today. It's blown up thanks to one interview she does on Alex Jones Show. So they're still kind of not understanding the sense of urgency and bullhorn effect. And at this rate, it's kind of too little too late, maybe. Because we're in the election now. We're in the election now. So it's just wild. We are in the election. All right, before we sign off, Tammy Baldwin is running for Senate in Wisconsin. She's running a pro-Trump ad because she knows Wisconsin is pro-Trump. Look at this, clip 12.
Tammy Baldwin got President Trump to sign her Made in America bill.
And then she got President Biden to make it permanent.
I'm Tammy Baldwin. I approve this message.
Yeah, because Wisconsin is a Trump state until they steal it. By the way, as we sign off, the Elk Fire in Wyoming, 92,000 acres. Guys, look at this real quick. It's been a crazy fire. It looks like they're finally starting to contain it, and maybe some weather might come in to help that too. So that's a big disaster happening that hasn't getting much coverage. All right, have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the election now.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why, then, are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.